So here you are, and here can be done gently, not like a command to a dog, but just a recognition that you are here. And that recognition is actually quite significant. Sometimes it's enough. That's all you need to do, is to recognize you're here. And I'll say the word here. And then I open myself to experience, to know, to be aware of whatever shows itself here in the present moment. If my mind is wandering a lot, then here, this is what it's like to have a mind that's wandering around. If I had a lot of emotions here, and I feel the emotions. If it's the body, I say here, and that's what shows itself. So whatever it might be, here. So here you are. And with that kind of open permission for you to be just the way you are, how do you experience here? Here and now. Maybe even for a few moments forgetting whatever you think meditation is. And just stay here. And be available to whatever comes to awareness. Then within this location of here, now, be here for your experience of your body. Not so much directed at anything, but open to whatever sensations in the body, whatever way your body makes itself known. It might be pleasant, it might be unpleasant. It might be vague, it might be clear. Putting aside any ideas you have of how the body is supposed to be or how you want it to be, here with this experience of body, whatever way the body shows itself, here, experiencing the body breathing, but putting aside ideas of what breath meditation is about or how to do it. Just say here and allow yourself to allow the breathing to show itself in any way it wants, whatever way it is. Hear, not through your ideas about breathing, but whatever way the body reveals breathing, the sensations of breathing in your body. For a few minutes to be unconcerned of whether it's pleasant or unpleasant, whether breathing is what you think it should be or shouldn't be. Here with the body's experience of breathing. Feeling the rhythm of breathing in and breathing out. How the sensations of breathing flow, arise and pass, the inhale sensations, yield to the exhale sensations. Like waves washing up a sandy shore, the inhales appear, fill the body, and the exhales, things quiet down and settle, so waves wash out to sea again. And then as you're breathing in and breathing out, Take a few moments to relax your body, especially on the exhale. Muscles of the face, around the eyes, as you exhale, softening around the shoulders. Softening the belly. And as you're sitting here, is any part of your body that feels activated? If there's a lot of thought, where in the body does it feel activated with thinking? If there's feelings, concerns, there's some part of the body where it feels activated or contracted. Where the body feels more hard or tight. As you exhale, perhaps calming the activations to the body. Calming the activation like a surface of the lake that the waves calm down and the vast surface of the lake spreads out in all directions and the waves get calmer. The body more tranquil. As you sit here, notice what might feel pleasant and what is unpleasant. Here, with pleasant, with unpleasant. For a few moments, perhaps letting go of preferences or how you think it should be, in favor of just being here with the feeling tone of your experience. Perhaps breathing with whatever feeling tone is here for you. without making it a problem or a preference. And then ever so gently, see if you can orient yourself to whatever part of the breathing feels pleasant. Whatever is enjoyable or even has pleasure in some part of the cycle of breathing. And allow yourself to have the kind of quietness, stillness, that you can better feel any pleasantness that comes with breathing, directly in the sensations of breathing or more widely in the body. And then hear is there anything pleasant or unpleasant deep within, feeling tones not of the flesh? What's the feeling tone of your inner life? State of your mind, state of your heart. Perhaps letting go of any shoulds or preferences or ideas of what's supposed to happen in favor of letting your inner state of mind or mood show itself. And is that inner life of yours, is it characterized more by wanting or not wanting? Involved in desires or not so much? In whatever way it is, it's okay. Just know it here. Make room for how you are. mindfulness, it just keeps making room, space for what is. Is your inner life more characterized by not wanting or pushing away or aversion, or the absence of aversion? Perhaps with a silent awareness, is your state of mind, can you see if your state of mind is under the influence of stories, judgments, ideas of what should and shouldn't be? Confusion or delusion. And what's it like to just know very, very simply, this is how it is. Here, aware, a kind of awareness that is related to spaciousness, a spacious awareness of what is. Perhaps taking some moments to feel the space that's just beyond the edges of your body. A space beyond the edges of your body. As it's expands outwards, there's no edges to that space. Beyond your body, edgeless space. Beyond the edges of your body in space, perhaps you can feel some semblance of stillness, the stillness of your space around you. And then within your body, being aware of whatever spaciousness is within your body. The space that's between sensations. Perhaps also feeling the stillness that's within. The stillness that's next to or underneath whatever movement there might be. Relaxing your mind. As you would perhaps if the mind was perceiving, looking out upon the ocean, seeing the waves and the horizon. Kind of on vacation. The mind not doing anything. Not working. But available. Awareness available. Lots of space where awareness is spacious. There's lots of room for what is here. Here, just here. Being available and here to notice how you're not here. How the mind gets caught. With what it wants or doesn't want. with its stories and ideas. Here, with present moment awareness, simply knows being caught. Not a problem, just something else to know, to make space for. To hold in spacious, quiet awareness. Here, allowing yourself to be aware of how things arise and pass. Experiences appear, disappear. The experiences appear, then a different one appears, and then again something else. Sensations change. What the mind is concerned with changes. The more the stillness of the mind, the more we see change. The more the spaciousness of the mind, the more allowance there is for things to come and go, or to just be if they persist. Gently allowing what passes to pass. Here, notice what parts of yourself are not caught. Even if part of you is caught in some concern, what parts are not caught? Where is their freedom? The freedom just allows things to appear and disappear. Become aware of even the smallest hints of what not caught is like. Of freedom. And as you exhale, let go into that freedom. Let go of what you're clinging to. And let go into a spacious awareness, open awareness. Release the holding. Release any idea that things should be other than they are. Release yourself into the awareness that has space for everything. Let go. Let go. Whatever appears, whatever is, let go. And as you hear the bell ending the sitting, see if you can be quiet enough, still enough, to notice when you get caught again, or notice where the freedom remains, where being here is enough. So I believe there's something very profound about the simple practice of here. Just knowing, recognizing here. And making room for what is here. And there are times when just being here is enough. Just being here with whatever is a kind of freedom. Teaches something about freedom. Whatever is here for you. And you don't have to necessarily believe that just being here is enough. But then don't please instead believe, don't believe that being here is not enough. Take the middle way, neither enough nor not enough, just here. And aware. So if it feels appropriate to you, you can continue at the speed of mindfulness. Whatever that is for you. And some of you have signed up for practice discussion with Nakue and myself. I think there's a few, two or three spots still left if some of you would like to sign up. Take good care of yourself today. Perhaps even enjoy this day of practice. For this day, maybe being here is enough. Thank you.